Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brian and Kruber Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559, high of 92 today. Currently, it is 70, clear skies at Swope Health.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this sad Monday?
Nah. It's all right. I'll give you reasons not to be sad about the Chiefs coming up at 7:10. Everything's going to be all right, y'all. I promise it is.
We need some reassurance about now. Okay, good.
Mary Lucas on deck coming up in the 7 o'clock hour talking all things KC.
And we got your TMG going down into 23s. Patti LaBelle and Stephanie Mills revealed that they had nose jobs and why. And then also Chili from TLC shares the real meaning behind TLC.
Oh, boy. Okay. Motivation coming up in 10 minutes, man. We hustling and shining on a Maniac Monday on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jam.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Sometimes you can get mad at the world and latch onto a bad attitude as a form of punishment. But the main person who gets punished is you. It's true that life is regularly unfair and difficult. Yet, you won't help matters by making it more difficult. Your response to a negative outcome does not have to be negativity. After all, that only makes it worse. Instead, respond by making yourself a determined and persistent force in a positive direction. Rather than trying in vain to punish the world, seek with renewed energy to lift up yourself and those around you. You've experienced what can go wrong. Use that experience and the motivation it gives you to make something right, valuable, and life-affirming. Instead of allowing adversity to push you down, decide to push firmly in the other direction. Whatever happens, living purposefully and positively is always your best response. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
622, high of 92, and it's currently 70 clear skies in the Power and Light District. The 2025 Emmy Awards went down the other night, and actress Felisa Rashad pays respects to Malcolm Jamal Warner.
He was a beloved teenager in an iconic television series who the world watched grow into manhood. And like all our friends and colleagues who transitioned this past year, Malcolm Jamal Warner remains in our hearts.
Hey, my birthday twin.
Yeah. The show lasted a total of 8 seasons, premiered on 84, finale in 92.
You know, I don't watch much TV. Cosby Shows was one of the shows I watched. For sure. Loved every episode. By the way, Felisa Rashad just okay. All time.
See what you was paying attention
all
to.
All time fine.
And that's fine. She's fine.
She's in the class of Halle Berry. Like they just
I can understand that.
Man, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Felisa Rashad.
That deserves another one.
And that's fine.
You're sick.
She's fine.
It ain't even 7 a.m. yet.
Oh, it don't need to be. It don't matter what time, what place.
Okay, Janet Jackson.
I'm always ready, baby.
Anytime, any place.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to him, okay?
Switching gears, Travis Kelce recently opened up about his proposal to Taylor Swift and him being an emotional guy.
She could tell that story. The palms were definitely sweating.
Really?
I was definitely, I'm an emotional guy, so there were a few tears here and there, but it's been an exciting ride up to this day, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with him.
Okay, you know I love Travis, man. You know, that's our dog, man. Love him to death. I don't know how he's going to be able to stomach this. What is this? You know, I like to get the instrumental.
Stomach what?
This instrumental, bro. This music. I can't do this, man.
What's the problem?
It ain't funky.
She's not a hip-hop and rap artist. She is pop.
I need Taylor to come out.
Were you, Miss LaBelle? You didn't think
I need Taylor to come out to something like this, man. This is. Can you imagine Taylor Swift singing on something like this? Come on.
What would she even say?
I wonder if Travis throw this on in the crib. What would she
I think when
doing?
He was with Kayla Nicole, he would have. I think now he's not playing nothing close to
here
this.
You don't think that.
Every time I close my eyes.
You don't think you don't hear Taylor Swift singing that part?
Hell no.
Why not? How's she singing, though? How was she doing?
I really don't
Come
know.
On, D, give it to him. Taylor Swift style. Come on.
Every time I close my eyes. What I do? So. Come on, Trav.
Stop. Jodeci featuring Taylor Swift. No exclusive.
Come on.
Hustle with Sean in the morning.
You're sick. You're ruining my chances of emceeing the wedding.
No, my bad. I'm trying to DJ it.
It's all love, y'all.
What if this is Garter Talk song?
They should do that. I like that.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103.5.
An autopsy report from the state of Kansas has revealed new details surrounding the death of Wyandotte County jail inmate by the name of Charles Adair. Now, he was arrested a day earlier on a misdemeanor warrant after allegedly failing to appear for multiple traffic violations. That's it. So him coming up deceased, of course, raised a lot of eyebrows and a lot of questions. And so, of course, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation announced on September 5th that Adair's death was declared a homicide.
That's suspicious.
Very suspicious. Of course, in an autopsy report obtained by KCTV on Thursday says an officer was kneeling on Adair's back.
Oh, wow.
During a struggle that happened after he began to yell and physically resist their commands, allegedly. So Adair's death was on July 5th. And of course, immediately it was under investigation by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. So I'm sure we'll hear more reports about that. This is unfortunate news to hear.
Yeah, we got to stay on top of that because it sounds like this is just what I see in my head.
Yeah.
George Floyd.
Mm-hmm. So, it does sound like a repeat of that.
Yeah, we'll stay on top of that, Casey.
Hey, it's your girl Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103.5.
September is National Suicide Prevention Month. If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts, call or text the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. Help is available 24/7. And cousins, somebody loves you and somebody cares about you. You are important and we need you. We do. Pray that reaches somebody, man. So over the weekend, it was eventful for the town. Of course, all the positive events, but we got to get down to what's really going on, especially at Worlds of Fun. It was evacuated due to sounds of gunshots Saturday 90. And so, of course, we know a lot of our youth attending Worlds of Fun a lot of times, especially during this time when it was opening night of the theme park's Halloween haunt event. Now, Kansas City, Missouri Police Department said officers working off-duty reported possible shots fired or sounds of shots shortly before 9:30. While on the scene, there were multiple disturbances officers broke up because of several juveniles fighting, per KCPD. Now, thorough investigation and inpatient assessment, the fire department said only one person was transported for an unrelated medical issue. So they said there's no evidence of anyone being shot, nor any evidence indicating any shots were fired. But still, we seen and we know what's going on with these tussles and what that can lead to.
Absolutely.
But then two people were shot and killed outside a Kansas City, Missouri grocery store, which is right around the corner from here, D. So they're investigating a double homicide Sunday morning, 6800 block of Longview Road. They were called to the scene just after 7 a.m. to a grocery store. Investigators believe an altercation or interaction outside the store between multiple individuals unfolded before shots were fired. No one is in custody at this time. Mm. So, again, man, just want to exercise. There's nothing we can do about the guns right now. So, for now on, D, I just need to exercise something that before we even get to the guns. Because right. I see a lot of these things happen because of altercations, because of arguments, mm-hmm. because of, you know, negative interactions yep. before these things happen. So I just need to encourage y'all to just keep a cooler head and yeah. keep it moving.
Yeah, you don't know what people have on their agenda, what type of day people are having, and that's like that. We see that in road rage. Things escalate, so... let's just have grace on ourselves and then others as well.
What's up? It's your boy, YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103.
Chiefs Kingdom. Let me tell you something. As the Chiefs fall to the Eagles, 2017, I'm telling y'all, it's going to be all right. We're going to have reinforcements coming back. The offense is really missing Xavier Worthy and yeah. Rashee Rice. So we got four more games without Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
Xavier Worthy might be back this week against the Giants on Sunday Night Football. Okay. But I'm telling you, okay, 0-2, it's not the end of the world. We done been here before. Last time this happened, 2014, that was a season where no wide receivers caught a touchdown pass on this team.
Wow.
Yeah, that
so
was
so we
that
know
was,
we can't get we that, can't we can't get back to that state.
Nah, it ain't gonna get back there. But look, this team will get itself together next week against the Giants. Not a very good football team. They're good, they're cool, they talented, especially on the defensive side. They got Malik Nabers we gotta worry about. But Chiefs Kingdom, we'll be back at it. 15-2 was the record last year. We can still match that. Look at the bright side.
we absolutely can.
In the meantime, let's cheer them up with a little Chiefs song.
Yeah.
Maybe this won't cheer them up, but maybe it'll make you laugh a little bit.
Dang, Chiefs. I just don't understand where we went wrong. I gave you my heart. I gave you my soul. I gave you...
A few short days ago, depending on Pat Mahomes, I was praying on that my boy came through, but
another flag thrown.
Referees know it's something else, they could go to hell. Man, how the hell we lose? What's this week's excuse? This ain't how we do. Man, that can't lie about how I feel. We stay losing our grip. Think I need a bottle with a genie in it. Here's my wish list.
One.
I create the receivers a special glove.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
725, it's a high of 92 for the day. Currently 71, sunny skies at the Kansas City Zoo. Stephanie Mills and Patti LaBelle opened up about the pressures they felt back in the 80s to get nose jobs. However, Shaka Khan says her experience was different.
Were you, Miss LaBelle, you didn't think you was going to be here?
No, I didn't.
Why?
Because I had an issue also with my being a black woman. With a big nose.
I had my nose done in the early 80s.
And I had
went to her house for dinner.
With your
and she said,
and
what did you do?
I said, what happened, girl? What is your nose?
And she was like, I'm going to get one.
And I did right after I saw Stephanie.
So you never had nothing done either?
Hell no.
Different time, y'all. I love Shaka, though.
Yeah.
Different time. That's complicated.
Is it a different time?
It was back then. They, you know, some people felt like they had to. But yeah. Now it's like, man, what? Take me for who I am and what I am.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that necessarily is the case, because nose jobs is a thing. But now it's like women are getting BBLs because that's the standard that's being pushed too.
Not all women.
Not all women, no. But that is kind of the standard, is getting some type of work done. I mean, we've seen it on Kim. We've seen it on some of the girls now in the rap Kim. Game.
Oh, you Lil' Kim?
Lil' Kim.
Man, boy,
like, what you? What Kim you talking about? Kim Fields?
Kardashian or something. I'm like, boy, what talent she got?
No, man. I'm not talking
okay,
about
thank
her.
You.
Right. Switching gears, during a recent interview, Sweetie, the interviewer was asking her about pretty privilege and how that is a thing. Well, she also talks about pretty punishment.
I saw it on TikTok. They were like, they talk about pretty privilege, but they don't talk about pretty punishment. There's been so many times I've just been counted out, and I know that it's behind animosity. I know it's because of a hidden agenda, but it makes me work harder.
It's not. It's because you're mid.
Two things
am
can
I
be,
lying? No, am I lying, D?
No, two things can be true here. I'm not. I can't vouch don't for what you said.
Pretty girls dead.
What they said, I can't co-sign that, big brother.
You can't co-sign what?
Because everything has a pro and a con.
Okay, D. You,
that's
you
a fact.
You so soft on people,
that's,
bro.
That's
you
a
so,
fact.
It's not a
no,
fact.
No, but as a woman, as a woman,
is
there's going to be.
Is her music mid or not?
Let me finish. Let me.
Yes, ma'am.
As a woman, there's a factor of sometimes people might just be like, they're pretty. Yes, you're going to get ahead because you're pretty, because maybe they just be like, oh, okay, we're just going to let her in the door. But then when you get let in the door, there could be that she pretty, we don't care what comes out
you
her mouth.
You digging too deep,
she, no, that's not. That's facts.
You digging, her music is mid.
It's
easy.
Trash. No, I'm
it's
just saying.
It's as simple as that.
But she does a lot of other things very well. So
like
the music
what?
Is the music is
like
subjective.
What?
Absolutely. I understand that.
What does she do?
She's great with modeling. She's great at branding. She's great at marketing. That's what she went to school for. That's what she got a degree in college.
Okay, D.
I'm just saying.
Stretch it out. Reach. Reach
hey.
For it.
Hey, I'm just putting it out there.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gym.
Fresh off the FS1 set in Power and Light District, we got our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quinn Lucas. It's not officially a Kevin Wilds Day in Kansas City, is it? That was just a little fake proclamation, right?
I mean, that was a fake proclamation. He ain't down for the cause. He has been excommunicated again. Look, we know struggle in Kansas City, but we know we're going to make it back, too.
Yeah, that's right. Well, on another note, I remember in 2009 when I was fresh off my college graduation and I was running the board for the Steve Harvey Morning Show here, and these red light cameras was getting on my last nerve here at Red Bridge and 71 Highway. Mayor Lucas, I saw something that said these red light / speed cameras are likely to return to the town. How, why, and when?
So City Council has approved, and the Board of Police Commissioners, I believe, is in the process of approving, particularly a return to speed cameras. We got a lot of folks going fast throughout Kansas City. 71 Highway is an area where we have seen issues previously. Southwest Traffic Way, other areas. But it's meant to keep people safe. I don't think you will see them in as many areas. I don't know if you'll see the same number of issues. But more than anything, we know that we're going to make sure people are staying safe. As traffic enforcement has gone down, we see some dangerous intersections, but we will have community comment. We will let you, Brian, make sure you can tell us where they should go and where they should not. Mm-hmm. But we hope everybody's following the rules and slowing down.
You know I'm going to let them know. Back road be shining. Let's go.
They put a camera down that road, too.
Yeah, we'll see.
Mayor Q, after President Trump shared plans to send the National Guard to Memphis next to combat crime, according to KSDK in St. Louis, he also said Friday that he may send the National Guard to St. Louis after a special phone call that he had with the Union Pacific CEO. Now, is there any concern that KC could be added to this lineup? And if so, is there a plan in place if he decides that will keep Kansas City in safe?
This is nothing but show for the president. He likes to pick on Democratic run cities, black run cities. And of course, here in Kansas City and St. Louis now, you have boards of police commissioners appointed by the governor. So this is something that to me isn't even about a problem with leadership, but instead is just more an issue where the president's trying to make some pretty quick, cheap, unsustainable political talking points. If he wants to talk about how we can be safe for long term, I'm all in. If all he wants to do is actually just have these sorts of stunts, then we'll deal with that as we go. But more than anything, Kansas City's always going to stand up for safety for Kansas Cityans, making sure our voices are central in that discussion. That does not include wasting a bunch of money on National Guard troops. If the president wants to help us put money into things in Kansas City that make a difference. Violence prevention, investing in our young people, in our teenage boys, all those sorts of things. That's what I want to hear from them, but I know that ain't happening.
Got our 55th elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. Mayor Quentin Luke is up hustling and shining this morning. Kansas City is putting some serious energy into short-term business activations ahead of the World Cup next year. Storefront revitalization, pop-ups, and programs designed to look good for the visitors. But here's a concern I keep hearing floating around the town. What happens when the spotlight fades and the World Cup is done in 2026? Are we building businesses that can actually sustain in KC long after the soccer is gone? Or are we just putting a fresh coat of paint on deeper problems our residents deal with every day?
Look, everything that we give money to, you go through an application process. We look at what your business has been before. We look how much we can help. For me, this is the sort of thing where we're trying to just help people in Kansas City survive. Some of them will be new businesses, but we ain't getting hustled and we're not getting played. We know how to make sure that we're evaluating whether it's a valid business. We know how to make sure we're actually looking to what is the long-term game plan. And more than anything, we're trying to make sure that the story of World Cup isn't just a 2026 story, but it's one that lasts long after.
Thank you so much for your time, Mayor Lucas. We'll holler at you next week as I'll ask you about our 1-2 Chiefs next Monday here on Hustle and Shine.
1-2. 1-2. We gonna bounce back. Can't
yes,
wait.
Sir. Right. Have a good one. Be a blessing.
Later.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:22 on your time. It's a high of 92. Currently 72 first skies at the Shops on Blue Parkway. Chili from TOC explains what TOC really means behind closed doors.
The other name is, and this is good. Okay, y'all ready? Titty Less Crew. I know you guys didn't know I was gonna say that. And if Tion was here, T-Boz, I'm saying, she'd be like, "And hey, you be president." That's what she would say to me.
Didn't see that coming, but
me neither.
Makes a lot of sense.
I had no knowledge of that.
Yep. Well, now you know. Switch it over to yesterday, actually.
New definition of no scrubs.
Hello. When I was at the game yesterday, tailgating, I ran into Remy Ma and her new man.
One of your heroes?
Okay, I ran into Remy Ma.
One of your sheroes, my bad.
I'm going to just keep going.
Okay.
I ran into Remy Ma and her new man. They were in KC at the game yesterday. I think he's from Philly. Anyways, while they're doing that, Papoose and Clarissa were on daytime TV together with Tamron Hall speaking on how they met.
I happened to be walking to my seat.
You happened to be.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, is that Clarissa Shields? I've always been a fan of her. And when I went to shake her hand, I realized how beautiful she was.
I heard you then slipped into the DMs and offered him VIP tickets to the fight.
Yeah,
you know what?
Okay.
Am I the only one confused by all of this? Because they're still married.
Did you play this for Remy Ma?
Ew.
Mm-mm. What was her reaction?
Not at all. I would have played probably some, Onika or something.
Well, look, man, there are a number of people that's still married that's not married.
What is going? Wow, so, just finalize it.
When money's involved and you got kids and you ain't trying to do all that. Sometimes you just want to stay separated. Will Smith's parents, like they had separated when he was an early teenager. Mm-hmm. Later on in his career, when he was in his mid-30s or something, it was like after Independence Day, his mother sent his father the divorce papers, wanted him to sign them finally. Although they had thought that they had been divorced for years.
But you see, she just did it then. Like, I don't get why people just don't do it, but hey.
Because of money. Money's a big thing. Like, when you got to split up assets and you got the courts talking about,
I know it's a process.
A lot of people be like, we'll keep it between us and we'll just, But, there's a price to pay for all of that, trying to, be secretly separated.
I've seen my mama get divorced, and we ain't the richest people in the world, but she did it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, sometimes people are stronger than others, D. Sometimes it be like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so. I get that.
My divorce.
How about that?
Richard Lawson.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Virgo season. Happy birthday to those hardworking, modest, and gentle Virgos.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor and musician who composed music and appeared on Boomerang. Happy birthday to Kenny Blank. A happy heavenly birthday to Eric Gardner. Sending over a happy heavenly birthday to the late comedian, poet, and dancer. Happy birthday to Nipsey Russell. And last but not least, sending over a happy birthday to actor Barry Henley.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Sending birthday love to Nicole Straws, Natasha Wright, and Samantha K. Happy birthday, Honey Edwards, Shantez Harden, and Shakira Drydale. Happy birthday, Marcus Smith, Stanley Williams, and DeBar Johnson. Happy birthday, Aisha Sabrine, Siobhan Caldwell, and my cousin, Terry Brooks. We're sending birthday love to Kiana Turner, Tanisha Fuller, Mike Farrar, and everybody else born on September 15th. Happy birthday, Virgo. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Courtney.
Hey, Courtney. What you doing?
Nothing.
You sound like you up to something.
Sneaky. You a Virgo?
Driving.
What's your check engine light looking like?
Orange.
Oh, that man is on like a month.
Yikes. Christmas lights on early. All right, cousin Courtney, you got a shot to get yourself qualified for $1,000 in free fall cash, and we got a $30 Kansas Lotto Chiefs Kingdom instant ticket that is on the line. That ticket can get you up to $75,000. But in order to even secure that opportunity, you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
Yep.
You like it what you see? Everything designer, that's on me. That's why the way I walk. Looking like you, just trying to,
yeah. Just got you in heat. Everything designer, that's on me.
Come on, come on.
It's why the way I walk.
She said, I'm going to listen to it again to repeat the same lyrics he said.
Yeah. It's all good.
All right, cuz. You getting that chance for the $1,000 in free fall cash. You are now qualified, and you are winning the $30 Kansas Lottery Chiefs Kingdom instant ticket. If you win all that money, what would you spend it on?
Man, I'm about to get up out of here.
Where you going to go?
Somewhere away from Kansas City.
She going to Topeka.
Top city.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no. All right, cousin Courtney, go ahead and tell the town what morning show is getting you hooked up.
It's a little shine in the morning.
Making that real money.